Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 88. It's the One Knuckle Shuffle edition with DJ Charles II. He's posh. Very posh. Royalty, you know. Hello, welcome to Radio Clash. That was The Rootles with Einarkleiner Middle Class Music, a track which I only recently heard and had to include. As you may have heard at the start of the show, apart from loads of coughing, is that this is a on One Knuckle Shuffle show. This is I used to do these shows, random shows, where DJ Charles, which is now superseded by DJ Charles 2, my iPod, picks all the tracks, and it's just totally random, apart from maybe the odd song here and there. That was one of the ones I picked. Where it stops, nobody knows from now on. So, it'll be a surprise to you, it'll be a surprise to me as well. So I'm cycling through about 400 tracks, which are my top rated tracks, and because I wanted to avoid podcasts, because the biggest problem, of course, is if I put it on random amongst the kind of nearly 9,000 tracks I've got on there, it's going to pick up podcasts. So and I thought, well, I may as well. I've been rating sort of things by crazy today, and also the last couple of months, so I could do a show like this where it's just my favourite tracks. Some might have been played before, but a lot of them probably haven't been. And these are all sort of the ones I rate to say, ooh, must play this in a future Radio Clash. So, we'll start a track and see where it goes. That's a good choice. In fact, that's a really bad choice because that's in the previous show. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. This is Love Vigilantes by Hungry Lucy. I don't remember giving this a good rating, or don't remember it at all. Oh well.
Sure. is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite Podcast.
Podcast.
I didn't get an iPod. No one I know got an iPod.
No.
Oops. I forgot that it has a quick ending. That was Elbow with Teardrop. That's a live version from their Black Session in 2003. Before that was by Minus Kelvin, the musical blogger, podcaster, who's very, very talented, by the way. I've not heard much from him since maybe 2004, 2005. I think sometime through 2005. But that's a track called Epic. And I think it's minuskelvin.com, I think it is. Very worth checking out. And then before that was Hungry Lucy with their version of Love Vigilantes, with a little bit of James Hyman style pluggage in the middle. I might make the theme of that, just drop it in randomly. This is random show. Random. Now the thing I wanted to talk about, which kind of probably fits the downbeat theme that DJ Charles 2 has talked about, is that it's kind of a minor thing. It's just that John's, his hot water is gone, and it seems seemingly his flat is getting more dysfunctional, as probably he is actually, with his leg. I think I mentioned his leg on the show. If I haven't, he sort of damaged his leg at the towards the end of last year, and he sort of was painful but he didn't do anything about it, and then eventually about 6 months later it locked, so his leg is just totally locked, so he's wearing a stick, he's using a stick everywhere, and now his hot water is gone. And about 3 or 4 years ago his phone went and he didn't get it fixed. His bed has collapsed and now that's the hot water, and I'm thinking, oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know if any of you have partners or wives, girlfriends, whatever. But there is something utterly frustrating about when a partner is, I don't know, they just won't resolve stuff, and you don't want to sit there and go, nah, 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 you haven't done this. But also, it's just like, why didn't you fix it? Like 3 years later, you still haven't fixed it. So I can't phone him up. I have to use email all the time, and he doesn't like the phone. But phones are kind of optional. But hot water, hello. I've sort of been getting at him about hygiene and shit, but he's just frustrating. I think it's probably the age thing, because he's just set in his ways. And a lot of people, several of the podcasting crowd met him at the podcasting do, which again I mentioned in the last show. This is a problem of not having closure of releasing a show. If you just don't, if you do another show shortly afterwards, you talk about the same issues again, and it's a bit like, ooh, deja vu. But there was at least one point which I think he sort of freaked people out by jumping ahead seriously, and sort of tying all of the threads of conversation together into one point, and like going, even me, I was going, okay. He's a genius, but unfortunately with that comes kind of a lack of interest in worldly things like hot water. So let's see what else we have on our wonderful podcast journey. Maybe not another one by Minus Kelvin. I'm looking. Oh, this is a good one. So it's kind of funny compared to the previous thing, but anyway.
Had two little toys, each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day, warriors both, of course. One little chap then had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, wept for his toy, then cried with joy, as his young playmate said, did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying, I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys. Long years passed, war came so fast, bravely they marched away.
cannon roared loud, and in the mad crowd, wounded and dying lay. Up goes a shout, a horse dashes out, out from the ranks so blue, gallops away to where Joe lay. Then came her voice he knew. Can you guess who it is yet? Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack will soon be flying. I can go just as fast with two. Can you feel, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys. Did you think I would leave you dying? There's room on my horse for two. Climb up here, Joe will soon be flying back to the ranks so blue. Do you feel, Joe, I'm all a tremble? Perhaps it's the battle's noise, but I think it's that I remember when we were two little boys.
Hi, this is John from the Radio Zoom Podcast, and you are listening to Tim on the Radio Clash Mashup Podcast.
Early in the morning, the sun was up and the sky was a very blue. Without a warning, as I looked out, my thoughts returned to you. A noise in the city made the children and hide themselves away. And thunder boomed and lightning filled the sky. Looking from this window, a thousand rivers running past my door. Standing on an island, looking for someone upon the shore. I can see it very clearly. Nothing's really changed. Then lightning strikes across an empty sky.
That brand new time transporter, they'll think maybe I'm bored to get away. But with all their great inventions and all their good intentions, here I stay.
Down on the corner where the sun had shone, the people gathered. Well, it was sweet, it was lonely.
There's a handful of normal kid things I kind of wish I'd missed.
You know that point in your life when you realize the house you grew up in isn't really your home anymore? All of a sudden, even though you have some place where you put your shit, that idea of home is gone.
I still feel at home in my house.
You'll see one day when you move out, it just sort of happens one day and it's gone. It's like you can never get it back. It's like you feel homesick for a place that doesn't even exist. But maybe it's like this rite of passage, you know? You won't ever have that feeling again until you create a new idea of home for yourself, you know? For your kids, for the family you start. It's like a cycle or something. I don't know, but I miss the idea of it, you know?
Get a job, I take the keys to my truck. Hit the shore cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does. Much
this is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. Can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say I'm kinda buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
Ooh, South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. On a time in 94, Montel make no money and life show was slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. You left the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
I'll never come whack on an old school track.
I don't know. Drugs are out. Sex is out. Politics are out. Everything is on hold. I mean, we definitely need something new. Just keep waiting for some new voice to come out of somewhere and just say, hey.
Wait a second. What is wrong with this picture? Just take a look around.
This is the answer to everything.
All I know is a 9 to 5 ain't cutting it. Man, I work hard, you really think it's luck, innit? They say it's not what you know, but who you know. Shut up, it's how hard you work and how good you flow. I'm ripe, I'm ready, I'm good to go. I'm focused, I've never been so serious. The hood think I'm signed, they're like, I swear it is. But I'm still on the grind, writing lines all day, every night, writing rhymes so serious. I'm never satisfied until I'm satisfied. It's never ending, I just wanna stand out. I don't wanna blend in, no pretending. See, I won't ever have a calm day's rest till my album's in stores next to Kanye West. See, I was supposed to be a footballer. They kept picking the other kid that was a foot taller. I got lazy and less enthusiastic. I stopped training and turning up to matches. Started sub as the manager's tactics. But when I did play, I used to score hat tricks. Then I gave up. Now I'm in the music biz and I won't ever let my laziness ruin this. There's just no point. I'm on point. I'm the Henri on the mic. I'm so on point. I can't take a 9 to 5. I'll rhyme for life. I stay up writing lyrics from 9 to 5. Line for line from time to time. Cause I'm special, there ain't another mine. Like I can't take a 9 to 5. I'll rhyme for life. I stay up writing lyrics from 9 to 5. Line for line from time to time. Cause I'm special, there ain't another mine. Like I can't take a 9 to 5. I'll rhyme for life. I stay up writing lyrics from 9 to 5. Line for line from time to time. Cause I'm special, there ain't another mine. Like I can't take a 9 to 5. I'll rhyme for life. I think I'm writing lyrics from 9 to 5. Line for line, from time to time. Cause I'm special, there ain't another mind like mine.
That's Kano, or Kano, with 9 to 5. And then before that was a little bit of Pump Up the Volume, one of my favourite films. And then before that was JR, This Is How We Do It, otherwise known as Chaos Productions. Very, very good mashup. Then before, a little bit of Garden State. I think I'm going to drop little bits of films because I have all these little spoken word snippets saved for various mixes. When I see a DVD and I really like something, something that grabs me, I tend to sort of just grab it. I steal it. And then before that was ELO with Rain Is Falling, which is I wasn't intending to be so many ELO tracks over the last three podcasts. That's kind of scary, but good. No, it's a very good album. And was there anything before that? Oh yes, Jarvis Cocker, Two Little Boys. What I love about that is the bit where he goes, "Have you guessed what it is yet?" It's so funny, and it's such a cheesy tune, but Jarvis manages to make it good. And I'm a big Pulp fan, and of course, I adore the Grand Jarvis Minces on or whatever he does. Very, very, very talented bloke, and apparently he's working on his solo album in Paris with various people. I cannot wait to hear that, and that's up, I think. That's where Concerts Are in the World, that I played a couple of shows ago, I think that's where it's from. I don't know, or maybe an old track, but certainly that's from his MySpace page, so that's new shit. But he's working on an album, which I'm not sure if I mentioned it last time. I hope you're enjoying it so far. What have I been up to? Well, mostly shit at work, mostly being way too busy. The 80s show actually should come out before this, hence the name 88. That's all done. I've been lazy about editing, but I just wanted to do a podcast. I want to do something that's really freeform, and I wanted to just record it. And I do far too many theme shows. I think shows that have a theme, and it's like podcasting's about just playing some good music and just yakking on really about it and various things. So yeah, work's been a bit shit really. Very stressful, big project coming out. This is a child safety project I've been working on. I won't name any names, but it's good. It looks really cool. It's just that it's one of these things where it's all kind of last minute, and the people I'm working for want to change things last minute, and oh dear, you know, it's all one of those things where you really want it to you don't want to change anything, right? At the end of any web development or Flash development or anything like that, it's like coding, and you really do not want to change anything. And if they suddenly start to change functionality right at the end, talking theoretically here, not about this client, theoretically, oops, sorry, if they haven't necessarily thought about the functionality of the game or any of the site or anything like that before you started building it. So at last minute they go, you know, they're sort of seeing it and go, oh no, actually I want to change this, and you're thinking, you have seen this, you know, you did design this, you have you know, discussed this before I even came along on the project. So that's been a bit stressful, and been told off for internet use at work, which is today, which was annoying since it's kind of been there for 2 months, and you know, not a sort of single Twitter, and now I'm sort of 2 days away from leaving the company to go and do another project, or just, you know, whatever. I'm thinking of taking a week off next week, actually. I'm actually tempted to actually go up to Scotland. It's all very last minute, but I'm tempted to do that. So it's, you know, it's all a bit petty. I don't know, very odd. But anyway, enough talking about work before they sort of tune in and tell me off or something. Although, hey, I'm good to be, by the time this comes out, I'll probably not be there anymore. What else has been going on? In the previous show, I mentioned, this is the problem about recording this before I've released the previous show. We talked about going to Dover and flying kites off the Dover cliffs, which is really, really good fun. And I'd recommend it to anyone. Sort of pylons to lodge it against and then die in a Jimmy kind of way, which is something else me and Greg were looking at last weekend. Saw John on Tuesday. We had a very, very good, he made me my favourite, which is mushroom risotto. I forgot to put the mushrooms in, but it was sort of mushroom soup and various other things with nice risotto and chicken sort of breast and ham. He's one of the reasons why I need to lose weight. So I'm trying to not eat so much in between, yes, there's some other things I want to talk about John, but I think that's later in the show. So what else Charles do we have? I don't have a robotic voice for Charles, but Charles number two, what else do we have? What's next? Ooh, that's a good one to play. I shouldn't be selecting them, should I? No, I'm cut out. No. I'll go backwards and play some of the ones I kind of slightly skipped. I wasn't sure. This is CJ Bolland, of all people, and his version of You're in the Army Now. Some heavy metal goodness after it. But I shouldn't have looked. I know. But still totally random.
Talking of white supremacist violent types, I was in America recently, and it's a fascinating country. I'm sure many of you have been. Very paranoid nation. That is an extraordinarily paranoid nation. One of the questions I was asked getting into America was, were you ever a member of the Nazi government of Germany? yes, I am Obersturmmann Führer Schwarzwaldkuchen, thought a bit large in Paraguay. You've rumbled me. are you a member of a terrorist organisation? I suppose you could be a member of a terrorist organisation in a non-violent capacity, couldn't you? In the laundry department or the catering or something, you know. I'm in the Axis of Evil, I'm just a receptionist. Hello, Axis of Evil. Oh no, they're all out at the moment, yeah. Oh, I don't know, doing evil, I suppose. I'll just put you on hold. Just a 1950s expression of mild annoyance, isn't it? Oh, just... Oh. Marjorie, have you seen my pipe cleaners? Oh no, I made them with the toys for the children. Oh. So I was in New York, which is a fascinating place. I took my mum and dad over there. My mum, God bless her, she'd never... Easy, tiger! She'd never been to New York. She'd never tasted a bagel. Never tasted a bagel or seen a 6'4" black transsexual.
Now tell you what to do if a warning sounds when you are at home. And then we will explain what to do if you are out of doors. First, if you are at home. If attack is imminent, you will hear the attack sound like this. Listen to your radio. Details will be given about what to do, when to do it, and how. If anyone dies while you are kept in your fallout room, move the body to another room in the house. Label the body with name and address, and cover it as tightly as possible in polythene, paper, sheets, or blankets. Tie a second card to the covering. The radio will advise you what to do about taking the body away for burial.
Queen, what are we gonna do?
I'm Frankenstein.
I want to fuck her. I want to fuck her.
Remix, remix de Danny Man.
She's a genius.
He says you're genius.
Oh, thank you.
The genius.
Thank you very much.
Oh, a friend of mine.
He says you are great. Il dit que vous êtes très joli. C'est ça en gros.
Nah, you are not Reagan and not Gorbachev. So don't try, hein?
Ouais.
I said I want to fuck her.
Ouais.
Oui, alors, je vais vous traduire. Non. Donc, he says you are great. Il dit que vous êtes très joli. Non, c'est...
I want to fuck her. I want to fuck her.
Ouais. Allez, vas-y.
Freddy. Basse. Danny Man. Basse. Allez, Danny.
I want to work here. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
The genius.
Thank you very much.
I want to work here.
Oh, thank you.
The genius.
Thank you very much.
Virginia.
Thank you very much.
I want to work here.
Oh, thank you.
Virginia.
Oh, thank you very much.
You want to see the most beautiful thing I've ever filmed?
Oh, thank you.
Virginia.
Thank you very much.
I want to work here.
Oh, thank you.
Virginia.
Thank you very much.
I want to work here.
It was one of those days where it's a minute away from snowing, and there's this electricity in the air. You can almost hear it, right? And this bag was just dancing with me. Like a little kid begging me to play with it. For 15 minutes. That's the day I realized that there was this entire life behind things. And this incredibly benevolent force that wanted me to know that there was no reason to be afraid. Video's a poor excuse, I know. But it helps me remember. I need to remember.
During sleep, the brain and body are relaxed. But supposing you can't sleep? What you have to do during the day. There's breakfast to get ready. When you've got father off to work and the children off to school, there's washing up to do. Then housework, ironing, cooking, another meal, more washing up. In the afternoon, there's the shopping to do and the tea to get ready. After putting the children to bed, there's father's meal to prepare and washing up. And when that's done, there's always plenty of mending. Now, suppose you put that work away and relax for at least half an hour before bedtime. That's right. You can't possibly expect to sleep well if you work and worry right up to the time you go to bed. You won't sleep healthily if the windows are shut. Add a hot water bottle if you need it. In fact, make yourself thoroughly comfortable. And finally, try not to worry about things you can't change. Good night. Sleep well.
And who by fire? Who by water? Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? And who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? And who in a lonely slip? Who by barbiturate? Who in these realms of love? Who by something blood? Who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? And who for his hunger? And who shall I say is calling? And who by bravest end? Who by accident? Who in this solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his lady's command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? Who shall I say is calling?
So, just send me stuff at box 2710, USA Mail, Paradise Hills, Miss Arizona, 84012.
Two replies guaranteed. Dear Harry, I think you're boring and obnoxious and have a high opinion of yourself. Of course, some of you are probably thinking I sent this one to myself.
I think school is okay if you just look at it right.
I mean, I like your music, but I really just don't see why you can't be cheerful for one second.
I'll tell you since you asked.
I just arrived in this stupid suburb. I have no friends.
No money. No car.
No license. And even if I did have a license, all I could do is drive out to some stupid mall. Maybe if I'm lucky, play some fucking video games, smoke a joint, and get stupid.
You see, there's nothing to do anymore. Everything decent's been done. All the great
themes have been used up, turned into theme parks.
So I don't
really find it exactly cheerful to be living in the middle of a totally, like, exhausted decade where there's nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to. That was deep.
If you stand and reach your Costs jobs and will destroy our music and publishing industry. Piracy funds terrorism and will destroy our development and your future enjoyment. Don't touch the hot stuff. Call this copy.
I should entertain the very fooling when I said all the people I like are those that are dead. And I've been around this town and I've seen what God has done. And I've been around and it's no
I'm not afraid to die.
And that was Felt. All the people I like are those that are dead. And apparently, what's his face from Creation Records, Alan McGee, apparently was happy for bands like Oasis to come along, and was quite happy to fund Felt releasing 9 albums and selling nothing. Apparently, it was he was sort of saying, well, some music has to be put out. It doesn't matter if it sells anything. And Tony Wilson felt the same. And it seems to be surprisingly few people feel that same way nowadays. Then before that was Scissor Sisters. It Can't Happen, Can't Come Quickly Enough. That's from their Scissor Sisters album, which I bought recently. I ordered it with a remix one, but it came several weeks later for some strange reason. Then before that was House of Love, the Leonard Cohen cover of Who by Fire, which of course had to drop in some pump up the volume again. And the various other sort of films, public information films, COI, otherwise known as COI, COI films, I dropped in that section, including Protect and Survive, and some pirate, anti-piracy stuff as well. Then before that was 69 Ragamix. I think it's by Danny Mann, but I'm not sure because they didn't bother to fill in their ID3 tags. And that's, of course, the bit where Serge sampled the bit where Serge Gainsbourg on a Parisian talk show says to a young Whitney Houston, "I want to fuck her," which is quite funny. How they pretend like he hasn't spoken English. He's very drunk as well. Then before that was Go On Day by Cassette Boy. That's from which album that's from. I think that's from the first one, but it might be from Dead Horse. Then a very strange version of Pixies' Waves of Mutilation. It's like a Muzak version. I've got no idea where that's from. I've got it as album, custom audio CD. I can't remember how I actually got it. I just stumbled across it. It's brilliant. Then before that was Cannibal Corpse and their cover of California Uberalis. And then before that was the MIDI-tastic version of In the Army Now by Bolland. I also dropped in bits of American Beauty, Bill Bailey around the Army Now, about America, all kinds of things. And a bit in Garden State as well, in the middle, about family, which is a brilliant film. They're all good films. So, this is the end of the show. I ran out of battery, and also I didn't press record on the last take of this, so, this ending. Hopefully it's recording. So, you can find out more about Radio Clash and find out our usual programmes, which have actually got a theme and are slightly more produced than this, at mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and then you can find out more ways to contact me. I can't bother to reel them out at the moment, Skype, Gizmo, VoIP and shit like that, at the blog. This is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this. It's been a bit of a sort of a mad one trying to remember to, because usually it stops for me in the idea that I've got to remember to start and stop the iPod is like, ooh, how quaint. And sort of talk while I'm trying to never forget the iPod. I'm going to end on an up-tempo note. I started on a down-tempo note, or not me, it was DJ Charles that did that. And as I say, I've only really selected about 3 songs in the whole of the show. But actually, pretty much all of them have been selections from this random list. And I'm going to end on Josh Console's Never Sell Out, which is a good message in itself. So I'll see you soon.
socialize. Get down, let your soul into your face. Get down, go ladies, it's a living dream. Love the life you live, come play the game. My world is free, do it, come up and scream. It is a house of folk, females and males, both young and old. Call the disco, the DJ plays your favorite blast, takes you back to the past. Music's magic.
Not really, listeners.